Blog Talk Radio.
Daily, we need to find ourselves in His Word and meditate upon it, for the Word of God tells us. In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise God! There's power in the Word. I love to get into the Word because it gives us hope. It teaches us. It instructs us. It guides us. It is our connection between us and the Father. It testifies to His greatness and the power thereof within Him. It gives us the hope in the Savior that came and died upon the cross on Calvary. For the Word tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He came and was born in a lowly manger. He died, but death could not hold Him. On the third day He arose, and now He sits at His Father's right hand side and intercedes for us. And one day the trump will sound, and Jesus will step out on the cloud, and He will take His children home. My hope is you'll be found ready. Daily, get in His Word and grow. Praise Him, honor Him. God will show up and meet you in ways you never imagined. Just shut yourself in silence and pray. And let us go into some of His Word and exalt Him through Scripture. Psalm 100, a song of praise and joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Let us sing praise to a holy God. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is above all the people. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon His name. They called upon the Lord, and He answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and the ordinance that He gave them. Thou answered them, O Lord our God, Thou wayest a God that forgiveth them. Thou, though tookest vengeance on their invention. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Yes, hallelujah, get into His Word. Exalt Him and worship Him. Oh, praise be to God, a call to worship the Lord. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. O worship the Lord in beauty and holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The word also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heathens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. When they shall, all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for He cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagle's wings. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God bless you all. Be encouraged and stay in his word daily, for the word is living water that will spring forth life within you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. This morning, God has just been leading me in my spirit about shutting ourselves into His presence, coming before the Holy of Holies in reverence, seeking Him, praying without season, acknowledging Him. When we draw unto Him, He will draw unto us. We just got to be willing to spend some quiet time with Him, seek Him, call out to Him, press into His presence, and He will meet you there. Father God, I come before Your throne of grace humbly this morning, Father, and I just ask, dear God, that You lead me through the Spirit in this show this morning, dear God. Have Your will and Your way, Father God. Lord, I just want to help people to come into a place of rest and into Your presence, Father, where they can truly have a relationship with You, have an understanding what it means to be in Your presence, to shut yourself in, seeking You, praying without ceasing, Lord. I know, Father God, in my weakest moments, when I go into that quiet place and I draw unto You, Father, that You meet me there, Father. Today, Father, we call upon You, Lord. So many are hurting. So many are bound in oppression and depression, in addictions, in sickness. So many need set free of so many things. Father, I just pray today that people can press into Your presence, Lord, that chains will be broken, Father, that they will be set free. We invite You into our presence, dear God, and we ask, dear God, that You just have Your way in our lives. Come in and cleanse us, empty us out that we can be filled with new and better things, Father. I lift You and I exalt You, and I just ask, dear God, that You have Your perfect will in this. We want to be in Your presence, Lord. We want to breathe Your air, Father. I just exalt You. I give You all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Move in a mighty way this morning, Father. I just call You into our presence, dear God. I call You in Your Son's name. And in Your perfect will I pray, amen. I really want to encourage you this morning to draw into His presence, to have the proper place. You must find the right time. You want to spend at least a half an hour a day with Him. Don't rush your time with Him. Some quiet time is better than no time. 30 minutes a day, begin with 10. It should be your very best time. Don't give the Lord your leftovers, and don't try to find time. Make time. Make Him a priority. Find time early in the day. Psalm 5:3 says, "In the morning I will direct my prayer unto Thee, and look up." You don't take the trip and then read the map, do you? Spend time alone with God to begin your day. A quiet time is fellowship with the Holy God. There are a few things you can do to be prepared for this time. First, be physically alert. Find a time when the cobwebs are out of your mind and you can think clearly. Second, be mentally aware. Be focused and know He's there. Emotion really doesn't have all that much to do with it. And third, be morally pure and clean. Some people don't have a quiet time because they feel uncomfortable looking in the face with sin in their lives. Find a place where you can focus. Jesus said, enter into your closet and pray. See Matthew 6:6. That simply means find a place of isolation where you can shut the door on the world and open the windows to heaven. Jesus sought out places where He could be alone, and so should you. It's really important that we find that quiet time. In order to find the proper provisions to have an effective quiet time, you need the right tools. A readable Bible. Invest in one with plenty of room to jot notes in the margins. A prayer journal. Expect God to give you something and write it down. Also use it to record things you're praying about. A notepad. Write down your daily assignments. Get still and quiet. The Bible says in Psalms 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." Focus your mind on Him. Calm down, relax, and recognize His presence. Take a deep breath and focus your thoughts on the Lord. It's better to start by reading the Bible than it is to start in prayer. It is more important for you to hear from God even then for God to hear from you. God already knows all about you, but you need to know a lot more about Him. Read the Bible for quality and not quantity. It's good to have a goal to read the Bible through in a year or a similar goal, but that's not the purpose of your quiet time. Also, devotional books are wonderful, but again, this is not the place for them. This is the time when you simply read the Bible with an open mind. Meditate. As you focus on the Word of God and meditate, let it permeate you. Ask, is there a command to obey? Is there a promise to claim? Is there a sin to avoid? Is there a lesson to learn? Is there a new truth to carry me? I want you to focus on some of those things I just shared with you. And I'm going to play some beautiful worship music. And I just really want you to press into His presence. Ask Him to meet you in this place. Know that He is with you. He never leaves you or forsake you. He loves us to invite Him into our presence. When we shut ourselves into the quiet time and we seek His face, He will show up. The Holy Spirit will guide you. Just be willing to shut yourself in and know that He is God. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Praise God. We need to come into His presence, seeking Him, being still, and knowing that He is God. Psalms 1:1-3 says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers." Psalms 19:14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Psalms 104:34. Let my meditations be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellent and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. 2 Timothy 2:7. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And I've been sharing some ways to press into his presence, to shut yourself into that quiet place, your prayer closet. And before I went into some beautiful worship music, we was talking about meditating, to focus on the Word of God, let it permeate you, and ask yourself, is there a command to obey? Is there a promise to claim? Is there a sin to avoid? Is there a reason to learn? Is there a new truth to carry with me? I encourage you to write down what God says to you and what he tells you to do. It doesn't have to be flowery. You're not writing it for publication or to impress other people. You're writing it to have an account with God, to show reverence to him, letting the Spirit lead you. When you pray, pour out your soul. Be natural and honest with God. Let him know how you feel. Pray out loud. It keeps your mind on track and enables you to stay focused. Begin to share out of your quiet time. God did not make us to be reservoirs. He made us to be conduits. Tell others what God is showing you. Finally, obey what God tells you. Your spiritual train is running on two rails. One is revelation and the other is obedience. And if either rail stops, your train stops. Learn to obey the Word of God. I pray these simple suggestions will help you have a daily quiet time in the presence of our loving, almighty, powerful God. Hallelujah. I really want you just to press into his presence this morning. I really want you to understand that there is peace in his presence. There is rest in his presence. Oh, hallelujah, when we press into his presence, he really does show up. He frees us. He moves us. And I just really do want you to press in this morning. I know so many out there are hurting. They're lost. They're bound, and they don't know what ways to turn. Right now, just call upon him. Father, we summoned you in, Father. Lord, we want to rest in your presence today, Lord. Father God, we want to be healed of wounds, dear God. We want to be set free of addictions, Father. Father, we want to know you as our best friend. We want our life to be in your will, Father. Help us to let go of self. Help us to let go of hate and pride and prejudice, dear God. Fill us with the compassion and love of Jesus Christ. We want to humbly come before your throne of grace today. We bow before you in reverence, Lord, and we seek you, Lord. Please enter into our midst, Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, I want to share a couple of songs by one of my dear brothers in Christ. He's an on fire man of God. He's an evangelist. He's an amazing family man, and he is traveling all over. He's been to different parts of the world and all over the USA right now, sharing and leading in healing services and getting people into the place of worship. My dear brother, Damon Stewart, was a guest on here a while back ago, and the Spirit just led us, and he shared some of his songs with me, and I want to share those with you this morning. The first one is called Hallelujah is the Lamb, and the second is I Love You, Lord, Live. Again, this is my dear brother in Christ. He is definitely a firehouse for God, a man full of power and spirit and anointed. May his songs bless you as we go into his presence.
singing, holy is your name, to the Lamb upon the throne, our Lord the sovereign strong, mighty are your ways, you're the Ancient of Days, at your throne creation sings, all glory to the King, hallelujah, 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 to the Lamb we will join in heaven. Heaven's praise, singing, holy is your name, to the Lamb upon the throne, our Lord the sovereign strong, mighty are your ways, you're the Ancient of Days, at your throne creation sings, all glory to the King, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The healing one.
Beautiful anointed worship music. Psalms 119:15-16. I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word. Joshua 1:8. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to be according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Psalm 77:12. I will meditate on all your work and muse on your deeds. Psalms 111:2. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in him. There is power when we get into his word and we recite his scriptures out loud. And there is peace and rest in his presence. And I really want to encourage you today, just to press in, to open yourself up to receiving his words. Be still and know that he is God. He is listening. He is there. He is able. His word teaches us that all things are possible. All things. And I know that many of you out there are feeling weak and that you're hurting and you don't know what way to turn. You don't know what to do. I want to encourage you that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. His word teaches us that in Philippians 4:13. God is always there for us to give us strength, to lift our hearts when all seems hopeless. See, most of us realize that our own strength is not always enough to get through some of the situations that life brings. At those difficult times, it is wise to call on God for extra strength and for his strength to help sustain you when your own strength fails. Psalms 28:8 and Isaiah 40:29. I want to share some scriptures with you, and then I want to share some prayers of strength for you. And then Psalms 104:1-34. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed in with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a cloak. Stretching out heaven like a tent curtain, he lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks upon the wings of the wind. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. I love being in his word. He makes the winds his messengers, flaming fire his ministers. He established the earth upon its foundation so that it will not totter forever and ever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters were standing above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the sound of your thunder, they hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place which you established for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass over, so that they will not return to cover the earth. He sends forth springs in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of the heavens dwell. They lift up their voices among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruits of his work. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the labor of man, so that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine which makes the man's heart glad, so that he may make his face glisten with oil and food which sustains man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds bring forth food from the earth. And wine makes the heart glad. Oh, hallelujah. I just love being in the Word. and the stork whose home is the fir trees. The high mountains are all for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the sephnim. He made the moon and the seasons. The sun knows the place of its setting. You appoint darkness, and it becomes night, in which all the beasts of the forest prowl about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work and his labor until evening. O Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. There is the sea, great and broad, in which are swarms without number. Animals both small and great, there are ships move along and Leviathan, which you have formed to sport in it. They all wait for you to give them their food in due season. You give to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take away the spirits, they expire and return to their dust. That is so powerful right there, because we have the Spirit living within us. Oh, praise be to God. That just moved me in my spirit. Oh, hallelujah. I want to read that again. You take away their spirit, they expire and return to the dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord be glad in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God where I have not been. Let my meditations be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, again. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Again, I say, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Let my meditations be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I love reading out the scriptures, and that was Psalms 104. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ant, O sluggard. Observe her ways and be wise. And right now I want to share a prayer, a prayer for strength. Lord, you are holy above all others, and all of the strength that I need is in your hands. I am not asking, Lord, that you take this trial away. Instead, I simply ask that your will be done in my life. Whatever that means, that is what I want. But I admit it is hard, Lord. Sometimes I feel like I can't go on. The pain and the fear are too much for me. And I know I don't have the strength on my own to get through this. I know that I can come to you, Jesus, and that you will hear my prayer. I know that it is not your intent to bring me to this point, just to leave me in the wilderness alone. Please, Lord, give me the strength that I need to face today. Don't have to worry about tomorrow. If you just give me the strength that I need today, that is all I need. Keep me from sinning during this trial. Instead, help me to keep my eyes on you. You are the holy Lord, and all my hope rests in you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray, and I thank you, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Praise be to God. I hope you're pressing into his presence today. And I know that there is peace in his presence, and I know that when we enter in, he is there to meet us. I just feel such a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit this morning. And I really just hope that he meets you in that place, that you cry out to him. Make your needs known to him. Honor him. Lift him in reverence. Just come before him with a heart full of gladness, praying without ceasing. Right now, I want to share a beautiful, beautiful song by C.C. Winans. The Alabaster Box. I really want you to listen to the words and the testimony in this song. It is so powerful. Just really press in. Open your heart. Father, open ears to hear. Help their minds not to be on things of this world, but to be upon you, Lord. Let the Spirit enter into people today, Lord. Break them down. Empty them out and fill them with new and better things, Lord. Bring them to a new level in you, Father. Just have your perfect will and way, Father God. Amen.
such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said to her, as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, died to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary alabaster buds. Don't be angry if I wash your feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night it found me. You did. Of the oil in my alabaster bud. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. I spent my days poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of His touch. So now I'm giving back to Him. Praise He's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love Him so much. And I come to pour my praise on Him like oil from Mary's alabaster vow. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You are there, the night beam upon me. You did not feel what I felt when He wrapped His loving arms around me.
Such a beautiful story of forgiveness and grace and reverence onto Him. Such a beautiful song to press into His presence. Right now I want to share a song by another gifted and anointed sister in Christ, Kathy Wilson. I want to share her original song, I Surrender. I hope you get to that place today of surrender When you surrender and you give it all to Him and you lay it down, don't pick it back up. Remember, the battle is not yours to carry. He is our source and our power. Let Him be your strength today.
In the midst of the world, come.
You have poured out your favor. You have poured out your grace. You've changed me by your unrelenting passion gaze. You have called me beloved. You have called me your bride. And you've shown me I have absolutely nothing to hide from you. Withhold, nothing will I withhold.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. As he's drawn into his chambers today, I hope you have been bringing everything, and we're getting ready to start winding down. And I just want to encourage you to keep seeking, to keep pressing. Oh, he is such a good, loving, and merciful God. And I want to share some more scriptures and end out in some beautiful worship music. Psalm 16 and 7, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. Psalms 42 and 8, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and a song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. Job 22:22, please receive instruction from his mouth and establish his words in your heart. And I want to share another prayer with you for strength and wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for being there for me and allowing me to cry out to you in my times of need. It is amazing to me that the Lord of the universe would take time to listen to me and care about what I say. God, there are things happening around me right now that I do not understand. Some of these things make me feel weak, helpless, and afraid. Even in the midst of this, I know that you are the Lord. I know that the situation is in your hand, and I trust you. I beseech you for strength and for wisdom that I would be able to endure the situation and be able to handle in it a way that would bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Corinthians 12:10 tells us, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I thank you so much for joining me, Evangelist Montel Fields, here on my radio ministry, Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We want every ear to hear. We want people to know the truth of the gift of the cross, that through him we have redemption, that he is our Savior, that he made a way for us. And the only way unto our Father is through Jesus Christ, accepting him as your personal Savior, knowing and believing that he came, he died. Praise be to God, death could not hold him. He rose again, and he sits at his Father's right-hand side interceding for us. And one day, that trump's going to sound, and Jesus Christ is going to step out on the clouds and take his children home. Hallelujah, what a day that will be when our Jesus we will see. My hope is you will be found ready. Seek him while he can still be found. Know that you are of worth, created for a purpose and a plan. God loves you so much, he sent his son to die for you. God bless you all. May you have a very blessed weekend. And I encourage you, please take time to press into his presence, get into his words, feed upon it daily. The word is our sword. God is our power. He is our healer. He is all things that we need. He is our source in all things. Just learn to tap into his power. I love you all, but know God loves you more. And please, don't back down when God is backing you up. Please just join us every day as we have word going forth here on Reaching Out Radio. And I just want to end out with a song by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And it truly is my heart and what I know, that he is my help. God bless you all.
someone who can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and set us free?
God bless you all. Thank you so much for your time and joining me on Reaching Out Radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Keep on pressing. Know that He's your strength, He's your source, and He's your power. Know that I love you, but God loves you more. Have a very blessed weekend. I look forward to sharing with you in God's time and in His will here on Reaching Out Radio.